It's been 2 years since the Respect at Work report was released, but the federal government has not taken action to prevent sexual harassment at work. A group of organizations called the Power to Prevent Coalition has submitted to the government's consultation process to act now on the issue, since many Australians are vulnerable to it. One of the organizations within the coalition is the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and I started asking President of the ACTU, Michelle O'Neill, what the Power to Prevent Coalition is about.
Eduardo, this is a coalition of groups that have come together to respond to the fact that the Morrison government has not implemented the Respect at Work recommendations. And they were the recommendations that came out of the Sex Discrimination Commissioner's report into sexual harassment at work all over the country. So the government commissioned this inquiry. Kate Jenkins, who's the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, gave a report to the government more than 2 years ago. But here we are in March of 2022, and they still haven't implemented all of those urgent recommendations.
Now, one of the issues you submitted in this urgent law reform is to implement all the recommendations, as you mentioned, of the Respect at Work report from 2 years ago. Has something changed in this issue, you think, from 2022 now?
No, we know that sexual harassment is a problem across workplaces all over Australia. It's in cities, in towns, it's in large employers and small employers, big workplaces and tiny ones. And we need to have urgent change to the laws. And the Morrison government knows what needs to be done. This report was comprehensive. They've just refused to act on the key changes that are needed. So the Power to Prevent Coalition has a really diverse group of community organisations, unions, people who work in health and family violence and in the legal sector. And we are all saying that enough talk, enough consultation, enough inquiries, the government just needs to act.
Now, another recommendation you proposed as well is to give powers to the Australian Human Rights Commission to investigate these cases. What's the actual situation with the commission on the issue? Does it have powers or it has its hands tied? What's the situation now?
The problem at the moment is that an individual can make a complaint, and if the complaint is accepted, then there can be an investigation. But what the Respect at Work report recommended is that there be power given to the Sex Discrimination Commissioner to instigate her own inquiries where there's a issue that is clearly systemic in terms of a particular industry or workplace. So a good example of this is Parliament House in Canberra. You might remember that after the shocking revelations of the allegations of Brittany Higgins and other complaints about harassment happening inside that workplace in Parliament House, it was left to the Prime Minister to have to invite the Sex Discrimination Commissioner in to do an inquiry. So what this report says is that she should have the power to instigate that herself. She shouldn't have to wait for an invitation for the Prime Minister or any other employer to look at what's going on. And it's an important power that she should have to really look at what's happening.
So why do you believe it's important to urgently address sexual harassment at work now?
Well, because we know that even the most conservative estimates say one in three Australians have been sexually harassed at work. And if you look at women, it's more than two in three. And that is showing you that we do not have safe workplaces. And we need to change how we think about sexual harassment, but also the rights that people have, because it's one thing to have a complaints process, and often people talk about, oh, well, this is who you complain to and we've got a policy. But what we know is that that's not good enough. And one of the key recommendations that was made in this report is that employers should have an obligation to prevent sexual harassment, which means that rather than just dealing with the aftermath of it, what action are you going to take to stop it happening in the beginning? We shouldn't have to wait and have, well, we're just going to deal with your complaint once you've been harassed. We need employers to put in place a way of ensuring that they're preventing harassment, that people understand what harassment is, that they know there'll be consequences if they act in a way that is harassing of another person in the workplace.
From here, what's going to happen next? What's the coalition's next steps to make sure this law reform happens?
Well, this is the problem. I don't think the Morrison government is serious about putting in place these changes. They've had more than 2 years to do it and they haven't done it. And we see this time and time again. They don't need to be consulting more. They don't need to be talking more. They just need to make the changes to the law. And this coalition of Power to Prevent is pushing hard to say we need these changes in the law now and we don't need to keep talking about it. But I also think, of course, these issues about keeping people safe at work, women's safety, respect and equity are key election issues as well, Eduardo. And I think it will be something that people think about when they decide who they're going to vote for in the coming couple of months.
That was President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill.